More news stories now, including a street with a checkered history looking to be revived and a former Aviva office block could be turned into flats. But first, a bittersweet court appearance.
A football fan has been left with a sour taste after being fined for throwing a sweet at Canary supporters as he saw his beloved side get thrashed by City. Spencer Clay had just seen his team, Nottingham Forest, concede 3 goals at Carrow Road when he let his frustration boil over. The fan of 38 years pulled out the small pocket fruit drop and threw it towards Canary's fans, leading to prosecutors making an application for a football banning order. Forest eventually lost the game to the Canaries 5-1. Magistrates decided against imposing a ban on Clay of St John's Way, Thetford, attending games. But it was a bittersweet moment for the 46-year-old as he was fined £100 for what he described as a daft incident which had left him feeling silly and embarrassed. He was also ordered to pay £85 costs and a £30 surcharge.
A senior staff member at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been selected to be part of a national initiative. Sheila Glenn, a divisional operations director, will join the Improvement Network, Q, which has been developed and will be led by the Health Foundation and NHS Improvement. The aim of the initiative is to share ideas, enhance skills, and collaborate to improve healthcare and support local priorities. Q will start to pilot a variety of activities and opportunities for people to learn from each other.
An East Anglian journalist has been appointed to lead ITV's team in the region. Former producer Michael Talbot will become ITV Anglia's head of news, taking on management and editorial responsibility for the region. Born and bred in Norfolk, Mr. Talbot studied law and trade at Eastern Counties newspapers before joining Anglia Television. After working as a current affairs reporter, he produced for ITV, BBC, Sky and Channels 4 and 5 before becoming chief executive of the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. He said, "After many exciting years working for ITV and a great time at the NNAB, it's fantastic to be returning to my broadcasting roots." Our two distinct nightly news programmes, tailored to the east and west of the region, are increasingly popular with viewers, and I'm really looking forward to leading the Anglia team at a time when distinctive, accurate and balanced news has never seemed more valuable.
It was once a slum area of the city, then a red light district. But now businesses are attempting to reinvigorate one of Norwich's historic streets. Firms in Burr Street have clubbed together to drum up business and encourage more people to visit the area. Around 15 businesses have signed up to be part of the Burr Street Business Hub, which has been launched by business owner Ross Lenton. Mr. Lenton, who runs Gym Dynamic Fitness, said he wanted to create an identity for the area similar to the Norwich Lanes. The hub meets once a month, and businesses are planning to hold social events in the future to help them get to know each other better and share ideas.
A Norwich school will boost the education of children in Malwi by donating used laptops. Norwich Primary Academy will donate the 80 laptops to the Norwich Dedsar Partnership, a charity which supports community in the Dedsa region of Malawi in Southeast Africa. The laptops will be refurbished before being shipped to Dedsa in April, when they will be given to places including a school for the deaf, a library, hospital, orphanage and an HIV support organisation.
Norwich MP Clive Lewis has instructed lawyers to identify who set up 4 websites which suggest he is poised to launch a leadership bid. The former shadow business secretary claimed he had attracted some unwanted attention as he questioned the motivation for setting up the domain names. The Huffington Post UK revealed four domain names which appeared to support Mr. Lewis for Labour leader were registered on June the 29th, 2 days after he was appointed to Jeremy Corbyn's top team as Shadow Defence Secretary. Mr. Lewis said that while he believed the register user would have to provide an address for verification, it would not have been difficult to find his location. He insisted again that he was not plotting to replace leader Jeremy Corbyn.
A former Aviva office in the heart of Norwich city centre looks likely to be converted into almost 200 flats. Developers want to turn the five-storey Sentinel House between Surrey Street and Queen's Road into homes. The building, which was built in 1990, was last used as offices for the insurance company in October 2015. A group of London-based directors who have set up Sentinel House Limited to turn the building into homes got approval last month to turn the building into 228 residential units. But they have now gone back to Norwich City Council looking for the green light to reduce the number of flats and studio apartments to 199. Recent years have seen a number of schemes which have increased the number of people living in the city centre. A project to turn former offices in Westlegate Tower into 19 homes saw one of the city's most unpopular landmarks given an award-winning new lease of life. Alumno Developments, which was behind a new building to house students next to Norwich bus station, is also due to create a 244-bed development on the site of the former Mecca Bingo site in All Saints Green.
The life of a talented UEA student who was killed in a road accident just weeks before her graduation will be celebrated at a poetry reading in her memory. Rebecca McManus, 21, had studied English literature with creative writing and was one of two women hit by a car in Birmingham in 2014. Two men were jailed for a total of 9 years for the 101 miles an hour crash. It was found they were racing when one of the cars smashed into a bus stop where Miss McManus was waiting on her way to a hen party. Miss McManus was killed while her childhood friend Harriet Barnsley was left with life-changing injuries. Now a book of Miss McManus' work, called A Book of Fragments and Dreams, is set to be published by Unthank Books. And her friends, tutors and current students will give readings at the event on March the 23rd.
Now to our feature, written by Geraldine Scott, who visits a market stall with a 40-year history. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.